Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Woman charged with two counts of felony burglary and two home thefts violates bond. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. 35-year-old Gillette resident Rianne Nordheim's bond revocation hearing in district court with Judge Stuart S. Healy III presiding took place on Monday afternoon. Nordheim had been released on January 6th on $7,500 bond for her original charges of two counts of burglary, possession of a controlled substance, and taking a controlled substance into a detention facility, according to court records. As a condition of her bond, she could not be in possession or under the influence of alcohol or drugs. On two separate occasions, Nordheim failed to respond to a random drug screening and tested positive for methamphetamine and amphetamine. Judge Healy asked her if she had committed the infractions in violation of her bond, and she confirmed she had. On two separate dates, December 30th, 2022, and January 5th, 2023, Nordheim had unlawfully entered separate residence and took property. Judge Healy reset her bond to $10,000 cash only, as she has been deemed a danger to society and to herself in particular. Nordheim's attorney, Zach Leininger, said his client is in the process of applying for treatment programs around the state. A 29-year-old man reported to the Gillette Police Department on Monday afternoon his personal identification had been compromised. The Gillette man said he received an invoice in the mail from a furniture company for a furniture loan. He told officers he had not taken out a loan, according to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. The man was charged three payments in the amount of $153 for a total of $459. The paperwork showed that the loan was for $11,000, including $6,000 in tax and interest. He contacted the company and told them he had not taken out the loan, and they agreed to close the account. The case has been turned over to Gillette Police Detectives for further investigation. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.